Good afternoon. A relatively quiet day in progress across interior New York and New England as showers from this morning have tracked through southern New England and out over the open Atlantic. The result is mostly cloudy skies from about I-88 to the Capital Region and points south and east, while more sunshine is breaking out to the north and west. Eventually, everyone will at least have partly to mostly sunny skies, and this will allow temperatures to climb into the mid-80s on average for daytime highs. Humidity levels have increased over the last 24 hours as well, and the combination of warm temperatures and increased humidity could lead to a few scattered afternoon showers and a couple of thunderstorms, which will last into the evening. Overnight tonight, the warm and muggy air will stay in place as some jet stream energy starts to move into the region, so a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain in the forecast with lows in the mid-60s. Still some leftover moisture in the air on Saturday morning with a couple of showers around, but mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds, and then the last bit of energy in the atmosphere will move through on Saturday afternoon, and the northern third of New York and Vermont could see a passing shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, overwhelmingly dry on Saturday for most of us, with highs back down to around 80. Drier and much more comfortable air will build in for the second half of the weekend as a ridge of high pressure builds in, both at the surface and aloft. We'll have mostly sunny skies and a breeze for the second half of the weekend, with highs back into the lower to mid-70s. That high pressure will keep it sunny and pleasant Monday in the mid-70s and Tuesday in the lower 80s before some clouds start to mix in and the humidity begins to come back up on Wednesday, with highs back into the mid-80s. The next front will not arrive until Thursday of next week, with the next chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered thunderstorms are expected for the central and eastern parts of the country through the next couple of days. A few areas could see severe weather, and some localized heavy rain and flash flooding are possible across the Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic. Precipitation chances are expected to increase over the west into the Rockies today into tomorrow as a potent upper-level trough approaches the west coast. Though Tropical Depression Cristobal remains far south of the United States, currently over southern Mexico, associated tropical moisture is expected to flow into Florida and help cause widespread rain and thunderstorms. Flooding and flash flooding are possible in Florida over the next couple of days as storms will be slow moving and below normal temperatures are forecast considering the cloudiness and rain. Cristobal is expected to strengthen back into a tropical storm as it moves northward over the Gulf of Mexico, and rainfall chances will increase by Saturday over the Gulf Coast from the upper Texas coast across Louisiana toward the Florida Panhandle. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s, Boston showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 39, in 1990. Sunrise this morning, 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m. 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a shower or storm tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a shower or storm tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a couple of showers and a rumble of thunder around, but mostly dry near 80. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Sunday with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Sunny and pleasant Monday, mid-70s, lower 80s on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday back into the mid-80s, and a chance of showers or a thunderstorm Thursday in the lower 80s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.